Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. Okay, everything seems a little loud. Take a few things down here and there. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, going to be joined by Sean Maloney, who is many things, but you know him primarily as the guy from Second Call Defense, which if you haven't joined that yet, this is going to be a full court press to get you to go ahead and push that because you get a month off. You get a month off, and it's $8 to complete everything, for everything. Everything is taken care of at that point. However, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence saw something the other day that made their eyebrows go up. Ascension Parish Sheriff Jeff Wiley out of Geismar, Louisiana, commented on a particularly gruesome case of domestic violence. He said, and he said this to the ladies in the audience on TV, get your concealed weapons permit, ladies. Learn how to safely handle a weapon. Learn how to safely store a weapon. And when you're in a situation like this, shoot him in your backyard before he gets in your house. Drop him. I mean, I'm serious. Take the extremes necessary to live a life where you don't have to worry about your kids and your life. At this point, the coalition, or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, they went out of their mind. For the sheriff, sheriffs roll into these places. They don't get to sit back and look at sound bites and say, well, you know, that rhetoric, that was sort of bad. No, they don't get to do that. They don't get to be armchair quarterbacks. They are the ones on the scene. They're the ones mopping up the blood and taking the blood samples and finding the bodies and, you know, whatever state they may be in. That's traumatic. Not sitting back in an office somewhere in the Northeast and saying, well, you know, of course, this, we just can't have this. Anyway, they put out, Sheriff Wiley's remarks put the blame on abused mother Monica Butler Johnson for her own murder at the hands of her ex-husband. Sheriff Wiley also seems to be indicating that he believes our criminal justice system is useless or ineffectual. If that is the case in Ascension Parish, then the responsibility is his. There is no credible domestic violence prevention group in the United States urging abused women to obtain firearms. As National Domestic Violence Hotline CEO Katie Ray Jones noted, it's always highly concerning when a person introduces a weapon into a violent situation. While someone may be trained to use and carry a weapon, there's always the possibility that the weapon could be used against them by their abusive partners. Now, first things first, if you are a trained individual and you draw a gun on somebody and you do not shoot them and they take the gun from you and shoot you, the failure there is yours, I'm afraid. I'm sorry that that is actually the case. Second of all, however, most of the time if a female were to introduce a gun on her domestic partner point that gun at said domestic partner. Domestic partner is probably going to dive out of a window if he's got, he or she has any sense at all. Now the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence cites a study proving that it's better or safer for the victims of domestic violence to be disarmed. From the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Yes, every time for gun safety. Mayors against illegal guns. Mom demands attention. Gun sense in America and the trace. That one, yeah. It is a flawed study. It is a propaganda study. It has nothing to do whatsoever in any realm that remotely resembles reality. And they make no distinction in the study between the armed victims and the armed abusers. Ladies, get a gun. Don't worry about what they say. Get a gun and don't worry about what they say. Train with the gun. Learn how to shoot with the gun. Learn how to carry the gun. Secure the gun. Conceal the gun. And then if something like this, the situation rears its ugly head, then do what the sheriff tells you to do and shoot them. Shoot them till they go down. And if the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence rises up and says that you're some sort of a demonic killing machine, well, you know, okay, sit back and say, yeah, but I'm alive to be called that. If you follow it to its logical conclusion, the ante's final solution to domestic violence would mean that everyone would be disarmed, abuser and victim. And that's not going to stop the domestic violence. It's a rhetorical question, obviously, but that's only the case unless you're a defenseless victim or of domestic violence, in which case you could be beaten to death with a baseball bat, as Ms. Johnson was in Ascension Parish, or stabbed, or strangled, or pushed down a flight of stairs. The trace, of course, is all over this story. They have to be. The idea that women in danger from domestic violence should arm themselves for self-protection and the protection of their children is simple common sense. The idea that they shouldn't be armed is extremely difficult to make. That's a tough position to take. Well, in the light of you getting murder, death, killed, I'm afraid you should be disarmed. The anti-gun jihad has to come against the sheriff, you see, because the sheriff is giving good, solid advice. And the trace adds this to it. Christy Salters Martin is one of the most more high-profile examples of what can go wrong. The professional boxer and licensed concealed carrier armed herself against her husband during a violent 2010 altercation in their home in Florida. Martin's husband, also a concealed carrier, grabbed Martin's pink Glock and shot her with it. Overall, the presence of a gun in a domestic violence situation increases the risk of homicide fivefold. It increases it if you pull the gun, point it at somebody, show them where it is, and don't shoot them, ladies. That's how it does it. What happened with Christy Salters Martin is that she pulled a gun and was not prepared to use it. That's it. That's all. Nothing. No, there's. There is. There was, you know, he didn't use his gun. He used her gun on him. She allowed him to get close enough to him. If you're pulling a gun on somebody within 10 feet, they could be on you in the blink of an eye. Blink of an eye. So if you're going to pull a gun against somebody, make sure, one, that they're going, you feel like they're going to hurt you. And since you feel that way, if you've identified them, if you know who they are, if you see no other way out of this situation or anything else, I think maybe you start squeezing the trigger. See, I know what to do if somebody closes with me and it makes a reach for my gun, because then my gun becomes a pair of brass knuckles. I know how to use the gun in ways that are not lethal. That's not necessarily something you're going to pick up soonish or quick, but it is out there. But as far as all the rest of it goes, it will happen. You will be shot with your own gun if you do not use your own gun. Yes, she needs to go take a... that lady should have taken a class from Tatiana Whitlock. That would have leveled things out really well. When we get back, the whistleblowers are coming. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. Jay Dobbins is the agent that was the whistleblower. Well, he actually spent a lot of time going in, infiltrating the Hell's Angels, and then he supplied a whole lot of background on Fast and Furious. And he recently got it on his website and stated that his case has been a failure. He said, in his eyes, I failed in my attempt to prove that DOJ committed fraud upon the court during the trial of this lawsuit. I lost this battle. Dobbins is what this is doing, the reason this is a big issue is because I don't even know if Dobbins is still with ATF. He for a while, he was reassigned to the upstate of South Carolina from where he was. He wrote a book called, what is the name of that book? No Angel, My Harrowing Undercover Journey to the Inner Circle of the Hell's Angels. The ATF came in wanting to claim his royalties. And we've gotten so far away from, it reminds me a lot of the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings. Or Mark Furman when they put him on trial in the OJ case, where it gets so far away from why they're there in the first place that everything changes as far as what they're trying to present. Now, Dobbins had some very good data that needed to be brought out, a la Fast and Furious. And instead, now we're it's become pretty much a case of his lawyers and the DOJ lawyers going yeah at each other. Where they're, it's all become a procedural quagmire. The judges are passing this around. If one judge does something that somebody doesn't like, a higher-ranking judge will pluck the case from them. It's very interesting to watch. The special master in this particular case is Judge John M. Fasciola. They had allowed Dobbins to claim $173,000, deny government royalty claims against his book, and that ended seemingly a prolonged 6-year ordeal. And then the government challenged that ruling in the 11th hour. And then the judge that put that judgment forth in the first place voided his own judgment, Judge Francis M. Allegra, provoking speculation, but no answers as to why that happened. That became apparent after the judge alleged government lawyers had committed fraud upon the court and called for a special master to be appointed to investigate documentation of witness intimidation, withholding information from and lying to the court, and other misconduct by government attorneys. Had nothing to do whatsoever with what was going on with Jay Dobbins and why he was there. This became a sideshow, if you will. Now, once again, I haven't gotten to why this is an issue. This is an issue because Jay Dobbins was an ATF agent. The information that leaked to David Kodria and Mike Vanderbo about Fast and Furious came from ATF agents. Believe it or not, as bad as I hammer the ATF, a lot of the on-the-ground actual agents that are doing sort of cop work, surveillance, arrest, that kind of thing, they just want to go by the book. And Jay Dobbins was one of these people. Jay Dobbins got sent into gun shops to buy Draco pistols, which are very short AK variants that have no buttstock on them. They have to be classified as pistols. Without going through a background check with the specifications that he needed these for his duties as an ATF agent. Which is ridiculous. And then he passed them on. He bought three or four of those like that. On more than one occasion, he would say, we have them in sight. We are going to surveil. We'd like to pursue. We'd like to do this. We'd like to do that. And they were told to stand down. And now Fast and Furious, at least in this portion of it with J. Dobbins, where there's, like I said, a wealth of information to come forth from this agent who just wants to do the right thing, who's been left out to dry in a lot of cases, especially with the Hell's Angels, because they're looking for him. They are looking for him. But, you know, it's gotten away from that now, and it's become this whole procedural sideshow. And this will put a chill within the ATF. You've already got ATF, who was it? B. Todd Jones. He got out there and put out a video that basically tried to chill the whole whistleblower concept. So everybody, you know, when you look at any one organization, I mean, in all candor, you have to believe that within that organization, there are people that do have a moral compass. J. Dobbins was one of these people. He's in the evil ATF. He saw something that was going wrong. It wasn't the way it was supposed to be. He said something about it. And now, you know, if you look at the whistleblower case now, none of the stuff has anything to do whatsoever with J. Dobbins and any allegations he made against the ATF. It's now become a part of where the DOJ lawyer said this, and this judge is saying that. Now, this judge is taking it over, and Dobbins says that the appeal process will continue, likely for several more years. Millions more of your dollars will be spent by the DOJ in the process. That's the tip of the iceberg. The wider implication here is that the people that are within these organizations that do have a moral compass are being intimidated because of the how it just absolutely is going to take over their life if they actually tell what's going on. And this is the part that should make us a little concerned. It makes me very concerned. But we will see, because every dog has his day, and some even have two. And we haven't heard the last of this, but by any stretch of the imagination. But time will tell. But this is bad. This is really bad, and it's happening in the background. Nobody's really paying that much attention to it. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to tell you some reasons why I think I may never carry out in the open carry, just based upon me doing a little thinking, a little reading. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Let me state this categorically, if I may. I am not against open carry. I am not against it at all. It is simply not something I think I'm ever going to do. It's not really something I need to consider right now, because in my state, which a lot of you mistakenly think is conservative, it's not even something we can do here, even though there's 45 other states that do it without a hitch. But that's all, but, you know, that's beside the point. That's beside the point. I've been doing a little bit of looking, just to really corroborate my own point of view. I like the idea of being able to move around society unnoticed. I like that idea. I'm not concerned at all with upsetting anybody by them knowing I have a weapon. When somebody asks me for some form of ID, I throw my concealed carry permit on the desk at them. I'm doing everything but stating, yeah, I got a gun. So I'm not ashamed to be in a gun carrier. I'm not trying to hide it. I do, however, like the element of surprise. That's the first reason I like that. If I'm in a store and a bad guy comes in to rob the place, and I'm seen with a firearm on my hip, that could be bad. That might be a deterrent in the first place. But reality shows me that most people are pretty oblivious to things around them. And when you factor in the adrenaline that might be running through the bad guy during an armed robbery, he or she not going to notice the firearm on my hip to begin with. But if I have it concealed, I've taken away that whole part of the dynamic. Second reason is I don't particularly like to draw attention to myself. Once again, this is not because that I'm ashamed of being a gun carrier. I just don't want people to be focused on me. When I'm in a place, people don't notice me. I'm just a 54-year-old. I'm not even getting my age right. I don't even know what I am. That's how unnoticeable I am. I'm a 54-year-old bald guy walking around. That's it. Yes, I'm wearing a shirt that looks like it might be a little bit big, but that's probably because I'm hiding something big underneath it that you don't want to see come out. And I don't want you to notice that while we're doing that. I want you to shop. I want you to eat. I want you to walk completely unconcerned with me. Because if I have to make anybody around me concerned about me being there, it's going to be a bad day. I believe the third reason is that I sort of maintain the upper hand in this little equation, which is similar to number one, but it extends a little bit further. In a sticky situation, you want to have the upper hand as long as possible. If something hits the fan and I need to act, I should be able to maintain the upper hand with my concealed weapon. Because nobody there is going to know that it's there to begin with. If you're ordered to the ground by an armed bad guy and you comply, all you need to do for him to be caught off guard to make your move at that time, because he's got to look at other people. And you have an option as to whether you make a move or not. If you decide it is too dangerous to you or to other people to make a move, you have not been forced into that. If you have a gun on the outside, however, you might become a target once it's noticed. Here's a scenario. You're in a bank with your openly carried firearm. Three bad guys come storming into the building, immediately order everyone to the ground. While scanning the ground, one of them spots your firearm. Guess who becomes the point of attention then? Item number four. I don't like people necessarily know that I have a gun. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm willing to volunteer it. I'm not walking around up and down the main street of Greenville, South Carolina, screaming, "Yeah, I got a gun." I'm not doing that. I'm not doing anything that I shouldn't be doing. I'm a law-abiding person that carries a gun. And I do it discreetly, and I do it undetected. And it's no one's business that I have my gun. The only reason people know I have a gun is because of what I do. Because I get out there on a regular basis, and I will tell people, if you see me, I'm armed. That's normally going to be true. I figured out how to carry a gun in workout attire. I figured out how to carry a gun in dress attire. I have figured out how to carry a gun in every occasion, and I have the guns to do it. You know, it does take different weapons to do certain things. Different sizes, different applications, that kind of thing. But it's very hard to do what I do. Nobody's going to walk up to me and say, "So, Bill, you don't carry a gun, do you?" "Yeah, I do." The last time I did not carry a gun when I was out in the open was when I was at the State House grounds of South Carolina in February. And the State House police were out there, and they were active. It was a Second Amendment thing, and they were sort of having people pull their shirts up. So I didn't carry my gun onto the State House grounds. And that was the last time. The fifth reason is the reality reason. I know that because I carry a gun, that doesn't make me invincible. That doesn't make me Wyatt Earp or the Punisher or, Sergeant Rock. This means that I have an option and I have chances. I believe that with a firearm openly carried, you can inadvertently make yourself a target, whether you like it or not. Someone around you wants that firearm, they could try and go after it. If you wear a firearm, one of the reasons that cops wear what was referred to as a retention holster, it actually takes two moves on the holster to get the gun. You have to pop something, then you have to do a little twist. Because a lot of cops get their gun snatched out of their holsters. When it's out in the open like that and they can see it, they can go for it. So, that's just my opinion of that whole... I'm not even going to say it's an argument. Open carry, if you were an open carrier and you do it on a regular basis and you do it successfully, good on you. I want you to carry a gun. However, you will carry a gun. However, it is legal for you to carry a gun wherever you live. However, it's just not going to be my cup of tea, I'm afraid. I prefer to carry... I'm a big guy. I can carry a service pistol on me with an RMR and conceal it and conceal it well. So even the argument that I could carry a bigger gun openly doesn't apply to me. Coming up on the last break of the hour, when we get back, Social Security is beginning to backpedal as the NRA and some other pro-gun officials are pressing for answers about this whole "let's disarm the old folks" dynamic that they're trying to bring into play, fresh off the heels of their successful VA experiment. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney, CEO of Second Call Defense. First, however, coming out of the L.A. Times, we saw this earlier on in the summer, where the Social Security Administration was going to adopt the VA's business model, where when somebody becomes to a point where they have to have a fiduciary appointed to manage their financial affairs, they become adjudicated as a mental defective. Mind you, not by a judge, but by the VA. Not by a judge, but by the VA. Because somebody can't keep their checkbook anymore. And that resulted in 177,000 VA beneficiaries being reported as prohibited persons to the NICS without any judicial finding whatsoever. Adjudicated in the language, but not in fact. Well, that's what Social Security was going to do. Now, the difference is that's 177,000 veterans, which is 177,000 more than it should be. With the Social Security Administration, this was going to put 4.2 million beneficiaries in there. Because there's that many of them that have representative payees that get their... There's people getting their check for them. Okay, somebody's son, somebody's daughter. Now, Representative Sam Johnson out of Texas, chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee of the House Committee on Ways and Means, spearheaded a letter joined by 19 members of Congress to Carolyn Colvin, the acting commissioner of Social Security. And they cautioned that using the assignment of representative payees as a basis for reporting Social Security beneficiaries to NICS would be dangerous overreach. And they urged the agency, which is A lot more polite than I would have been. They urged the agency to abandon any such plan. And they also asked Ms. Colvin to specify whether or not SSA intended to pursue such a policy. In a letter dated August 7th from Ms. Colvin, according to that letter, SSA has not provided any names of beneficiaries to the NICS and is not considering setting names based solely on the beneficiaries having representative payees. She did acknowledge, however, that we are currently determining how we must comply with our NICS reporting obligations under federal law and are looking at possible implementation scenarios. None of those, according to Ms. Colvin, would refer all SSA beneficiaries with representative payees to the NICS. However, here's my question. Who is compelling them to do this? Now, the FBI supposedly compels the VA to do it. So is it the FBI again? The FBI is not in the business of regulating, by the way. They're not. They're law enforcement. They're law enforcement. They're not regulators or anything else. They're law enforcement. Now, if you parse Ms. Colvin's language, that still leaves some room for concern. It does not rule out assignment of a representative payee as a factor in reporting beneficiaries to NICS. It merely states it will not be used as the sole determinant and that not all such persons will be reported. I don't think having your daughter get your benefit check strips you of your rights. There are certain practical considerations to take into effect, however. If you are someone that is bedbound and can't move, I don't know if it matters. If you live in a pretty vegetated state, I don't know that it matters. However, I do know that this is a dangerous slope, because once you start somewhere, when you start a standard and you put the bar and you say it's way up there, they can't even be able to open their eyes. Then at some point they're going to say, well, some of these people that open their eyes are pretty dangerous. So then they're going to lower that a little bit and they're going to say, but this is with a caveat. Then the caveats get knocked out of the way, and before long it's down there saying, if you're a VA benefit, if you have VA benefits, if you're going to the VA for your dental work, you're on the NICS. That's what we all are concerned with on my side of the argument. How far do they take the bar? If we allow them to set the bar or to have the bar at all, before long that bar gets lower and lower and lower to the ground. What Representative Johnson should be stating to the Social Security Administrator, to the one in charge of it, we demand you stop it. We demand you show adjudication, actual judicial adjudication, on any of these cases, and then they should be going after the VA, and then they should be going after the FBI. That's what they should be doing. Because the VA happened, 177,000 veterans, that's very modest compared to how many veterans are walking around with us today. Because that happened, and there was only a modicum of clamor raised about it, now they feel emboldened. Now they can go after a big chunk right away. And they're out there saying, we do not intend to do this, but it doesn't say what you do intend to do. And they're saying that they're looking at implementation of the program, and they're trying to figure out what their obligation is to the NICS and to the FBI. When did that become part of the Social Security purview? This is why the John Cornyn bill is so good. For those who think this is a gun-grabbing bill, it is not a gun-grabbing bill. It would actually bring a little bit of organization out of chaos. Any of you that are NAGR adherents that think that these letters you're getting from Deadly about this particular bill, and it's worth sending him $5 to fight it, he's not going to fight it. He's just going to take your money. And he's actually gumming up the works, as he seems to be doing. Here lately, a lot of his stuff that he's doing, I got to tell you, it's not playing well with me. It's not playing well with me. You never hear anybody accusing Larry Pratt of doing this kind of stuff. They'll accuse him of wearing a tinfoil hat, which he just giggles about, but nobody ever accuses him of being this sort of a dissenting voice. Likewise, name one individual board member of the NRA that you've ever heard that you can name that's come out and done this kind of stuff. You can't, because it hadn't happened. Only Dudley stands alone on this. Cornyn's bill needs to be adopted. I don't know that it would get signed by President Barack Obama, but we need to be laying the groundwork right now to make moves. With the eye on 2016, Obama is a temporary thing now. He's lame duck. The clock is running down on the boy. He is running out of time. Come November, the next president can get out there, and he too, he can go to Barack Obama's rubbish bin and pick up that steel from the president-elect, the office of the president-elect, stick it on his own little lectern and say, this is what I'm going to be doing as soon as I'm sworn in as the president of the United States. Or we could elect Hillary. Your choice. Your choice, folks. Not mine. So, you know, let's either participate or you know, bohica. That's my only short way of putting it. I fully intend to do everything in my power to make sure that none of the Democrats get elected. Yes, I know there's all kinds of problems with Republicans, but first we've got to stop what's going on first. Then we can go back and we can, I mean, unless everybody wants to, if anybody wants to play it up and start a civil war and run the almost high risk of, yes, we would be very successful in it. Yes, we would. No doubt about it. And a lot of us would die. Who's willing to roll those dice? Coming up next, from Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.